This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. In about an hour and a half, the government releases its official jobs report for July. Economists expect about 180,000 more people on payrolls, with the unemployment rate ticking down to 4.3%. As Marketplace's Mitchell Hartman reports, these latest figures show that the ever-tightening labor market is giving a boost to some groups that have had trouble finding work.
Just as we saw back in the late 1990s economic boom, people from various ethnic groups, young people, and less educated workers are all benefiting from the tight labor market.
We have definitely seen significant improvements in employment for African Americans.
That's Valerie Wilson at the Economic Policy Institute.
Last month, African-American unemployment dropped very near the historic low of 7% that was achieved in 2000.
She points out, though, that fewer workers of all races are participating in the labor market now than two decades ago. Kathy Barrera at ZipRecruiter says there's another group finally getting some love from employers, and that's young people.
As the labor market continues to tighten, employers are sort of working their way down to these less experienced workers who may need a little bit of training in order to really get up to speed.
Meanwhile, people with a high school education or less have seen some of the biggest wage gains in the past year, a sign employers are struggling to fill even their lowest skilled jobs. I'm Mitchell Hartman for Marketplace.